Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's V-Day here in Wisconsin, meaning victory for the good guys and gals, as it may be. Big wins for Justice, soon-to-be Justice Susan Crawford, and Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, Jill Underley. Frankly, what this was, not just a victory for women, though we will talk about that, but a victory for competency, for actual job qualifications, for knowing what the brief is, what your job is, and more importantly, what your job is not. Brad Schimmel, the shameless shill, on his knees, getting a very clear message, which we are also sending to Elon Musk, which is you don't get to handpick know-nothing lackeys simply because they'll do your cruel, chaotic bidding. No, no, Wisconsinites want competency. And here's to that. Celebrating this victory with me for the next half hour, I'm so excited and pleased to have back on the show with me three fantastic female leaders. We've got Kathy Rocha, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which is in the 7th CD. Nancy Stenzel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, the largest county in the 7th CD, and chair of the 7th Congressional District itself, as well as Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party and vice chair of the 6th Congressional District. Winnebago County voting for Crawford after Donald Trump won it in November. So let's start with you, Marcia. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, thank you for the work that you and your fellow Winnebago County Democratic Party members have done to make that possible. Tell me just about your reaction as the results came in last night. And also, how'd you do this? How'd you flip Winnebago from crazy MAGA to pro Crawford?
I wish I had a crystal ball to tell me how we actually did it, but I feel that it was volunteers. It was just volunteers and more volunteers. They knocked doors in the blizzard,
yes,
on Saturday and Sunday in the rain. We thought I was a staging location director. We thought that we would maybe one person, this superstar door knocker, would come in, and we had five people come in, and we had a couple of walk-ins that just said, I just can't sit home anymore. I have to do something. Yes, that to me was the bottom line, and it's doors. And I think most county chairs would agree, you've got to get out and talk to people.
Wonderful, folks. That's Marcia Steele. She is the chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party that flipped from supporting Donald Trump in November to voting for Susan Crawford yesterday. Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank goodness. Kathy, I want to ask you, and again, folks, this is Kathy Rocha. She's the co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party. What do you think, Kathy, was the difference maker? Was it sort of the anti-Musk, anti-billionaire overlord sentiment? Is it dissatisfaction, concerns about the economy? Is it D, all of the above? What do you think was really motivating people? Was it the abortion question? Wisconsinites overwhelmingly, in whatever poll is being done, have supported choice for women's reproductive health. What do you think was motivating people?
I do think that people are motivated by losing their rights, you know, their rights for reproductive health care, their rights for voting, their rights for free speech, for Social Security, Medicaid, all of it matters. And that really inspired people to get out and do more than they've ever been comfortable doing. What I also think, I agree with Marcia, we knocked thousands of doors, but we also sent out those 5,000 postcards, and we talked to people wherever we went. I went, you know, I talked to a cashier at Target. I talked to a person who was selling me birdseed at the co-op. I talked to a person in the eye clinic, and all of these young women especially said, I didn't know there was an election, and they needed to find out how they could register, if they could register same day, and how to find their polling place. And by golly, I think that helps too, because to be able to get, especially first-time voters out, to help them familiarize with how easy it is, you know, to present your picture ID and, you know, the proof of where you live so that they could vote. You know, all of that matters. But I think, you know, it's like Elon had the money, we had the relationships. And I think building those relationships and having that person-to-person contact all helped us. Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids went majority for Crawford.
Yes.
And so, you know, Wood County turned a little bit more pink, but Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids went majority. And we're really just delighted.
Those are the victories, right? Because it's in each individual incremental adjustment and getting people engaged, saying this isn't something far removed. I keep telling people Donald Trump has no mandate. He doesn't have anything damn near close to a mandate. More people stayed home in November than voted for Donald Trump. And I mean, people over the age of 18 that have the right to vote, that are citizens, more people stayed home than voted for him. That isn't even a majority, let alone a mandate. So getting people aware of the impacts, getting people a pathway to get engaged, Kathy, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's incredibly important. Congratulations on those two cities that you were able to put up in the Crawford column. Nancy, let me ask you, what do you think was the difference maker? And also, let's start with just the personal. Were you watching with a group of people? What was the reaction in the room? I was immediately like crying and cracked open an adult beverage to celebrate and started calling everybody I knew and text message. I mean, I was like a little kid on political Christmas morning, if you will. Nancy, what was the experience like for you to see those results come in so very quickly?
Well, I was working at the polls and I worked the second shift. So I never left the building till like 8:15, quickly stopped at the grocery store, went home, and I thought, okay, yeah, I'll turn on the TV. We'll see, you know, what's running on the bottom. And I'm like, what? And the text messages started flying through. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And I mean, I it was just the dog and I and the cats. And I, let me tell you, the tears came. I still can't believe it today. But we did a lot of layered approach here where we are able to do doors in the Wausau area. And
yes.
Of course, the Wausau area definitely was, I think there was maybe only one ward that Underly and Crawford lost in, and that would have been right on the outskirts of town too. But our rural areas still tend to be red. We got a lot of work to do there, but we did layer things with where we could do all the doors in Wausau. So then we had another group with us here that they concentrated on doing phone banking and postcards. And I was kind of starting to look into some of the results today. Like there was that one community that a couple of us had totally canvassed as a smaller community. And we followed up with phone calls. Bam, both candidates won there. And there were several others where it really, I feel it did help. And probably my biggest takeaway through this whole thing is that Wisconsin has sent a message to the nation that the corruption, the millions of dollars of dirty, filthy money have nothing on our people power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of the things I read an article in The New Yorker just from this past weekend that talked about the fact that Elon basically paid for door knockers. And there is a difference. And the New Yorker article recounted an experience that someone who had their door knocked had. They had a paid door knocker from Turning Point Action, which is the racist Charlie Kirk's organization, come to their door telling them to turn out and vote for Schimmel. And they said, can you tell me about Susan Crawford's record? This was the homeowner to this paid door knocker from Turning Point Action that Elon Musk paid for. So the homeowner says, can you tell me about Susan Crawford's record? What's Brett? The door knocker's response, who is Susan Crawford? Paid door knockers, I'm going to call them carpetbaggers. You're not from here. You don't know what Wisconsinites are about. And I'm going to say this, and I'd like to get each one of your reactions. And Nancy, I'll start with you. We'll go in reverse order. Nancy, Marcia, and then you, Kathy. I have been saying to politicians that listen to me, and not all of them do, for a long time, you cannot slick Wisconsin. It doesn't work here. What works here are regular people candidates mm-hmm. that are from here, are by here, are for here, that know how to talk to other regular friends, neighbors, and family members. If you try to run game on Wisconsinites, people will see through it. We have a really good radar for Brad Schimmel BS, for Elon Musk BS, for all of that slicked up political consultant stuff. It doesn't work here. Nancy, do you think that Wisconsin radar for authenticity and realness and just baseline competence is part of what we might be glimpsing clearer visions of in some of these election results?
Yes, I definitely do. And even as early as last week, what was it, Thursday, losing track of my days here, you know, we once again had Susan Crawford here in Wausau, and we had her in a nonpartisan event.
Nancy's breaking up a little bit. Kathy, I want to go to you. Do you think, you know, the showing up, the Susan Crawfords being available, being in person and spending that time with voters is a difference maker as well?
I absolutely believe in that. And I met Susan Crawford for the first time in late spring or early summer. And we had her on our meetings several times. Twice during the campaign, but she came in person to Marshfield, and we had people come over from all parts of the county. And, you know, she shows up and she's like a real person. She's authentic. She's brilliant. She's well-spoken. She has competency, and you can feel it. You can hear it. And when I was seeing her numbers go up and I was listening to Cory Booker, I was crying.
Yes.
And that's the kind of things that we need to aspire to with future candidates.
We're going to be back with these three fabulous female Democratic leaders after these brief messages. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Victory Day celebration continues. Score one for the good guys, for democracy, and for getting the rot out of Washington and Madison. Keep it locked.